The idea is a big set of regional connections. Our organization is the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission, so we really look at the bigger scope of not just specific projects, but how everything brings everyone together in the region. While it wouldn't connect directly to the Rock Island Trail, that's kind of a longer term idea, is that it potentially could. It could provide just a main artery from Fulton County to Peoria County. The Hanna City Trail is hopefully coming closer to reality.
The thought is really this current grant is perhaps the last opportunity to acquire all of this land in one fell swoop and try to make this trail project happen, correct?
Yes, and the reason that we're pushing hard now is that there is a hard deadline in April. So essentially, there have been these loose federal funding deadlines that we keep extending for since 2008. This specific type of funding has been extended, but now they changed the rules so that after April 2021, it would not be as straightforward to be able to purchase the whole corridor. And just the idea of purchasing bits and pieces will really not make it a trail.
Let's talk a little bit about maybe some of the benefits the Rock Island Trail has brought to the area and how what might happen in Hanna City might bring similar benefits to that area of the county.
Yeah, definitely. So the Rock Island Trail has been, it's just truly been a regional anchor. In terms of everything from residential and commercial real estate development to just frequency of use. So going back to the development along the trail, so anyone who walks along kind of near Alta and the Dunlap area can see that there are big subdivisions and entirely new streets that have come up since the Rock Island Trail has come to reality. And all of these subdivisions are called, you know, Trail Estates, Trails Edge Drive. They're all based on the fact that it's right next to the trail. And that is a major selling point. And these houses are not small. So all of the property values there have gone way up. And closer to, like, the commercial areas, we have Junction City. Now, that was already there before the Rock Island Trail. But it has just boosted the popularity of that shopping center. There's been new tenants and just more people frequenting it as they're already walking the trail. There's also Keller Station that's right along the trail, and there have been new tenants coming into that, and that used to be vacant. So it's really a lot of positive, just forward moves with bringing people to the area and locals being able to go to different places and different options to live. It's really a lot of ripple effects around the region.
Absolutely. Well, Rima, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you taking time out to talk to me this morning.
All right. Thanks so much.